Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show. I'm your host, Yvonne L. Silver, broadcasting from sunny Calgary in Canada. And this show is airing on BBS Radio in California, syndicating to over 100 stations globally, and also popping up in time on the Podopolo platform as well for social interactive podcasting. And I'm joined today by a beautiful friend of mine, Dr. Anna Kabeka, who I'll formally introduce in just a moment. Hello, Anna.
Hello, great to see you.
It's great to see you too. And we were just chuckling in the green room here. We did have this interview actually booked a little while ago, and then it got rebooked. And you know what? Universe knows the timing of things. So now it's even better. And I'll share why in just a few moments. So if you haven't listened to this show before, why do I host this show? Well, my mission here on planet Earth is to uplift the spirit of humanity. And I do that by showcasing amazing women who are out there doing fantastic things that are impacting either locally in their community or globally, and typically have risen from some sort of tragedy to triumph. And their learnings along the way is part of what I showcase. And if you're in a dip right now, it's amazing once you hear the stories that are being aired, how you can see yourself or maybe some lessons that you can take away to pull up your bootstraps and get back on track. And I know there's lots and lots of gems in our conversation today with Dr. Anna. So let me formally introduce her, and we'll dive into the interview in a moment. So, Dr. Anna Kabeka, am I pronouncing your last name right?
Exactly, Kabeka.
All right. She's the triple board certified fellow of gynecology and obstetrics. We've never had a doctor of OBGYN on the show. Integrative medicine and, more importantly, listen up, ladies, anti-aging and regenerative medicine. So she's got special certifications in functional medicine, sexual health, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. I have no idea what that is. We'll get into that. She's also the author of the USA Today bestseller, The Hormone Fix, and the creator of the highly acclaimed virtual transformation programs, Women's Restorative Health, Sexual CPR, and Magic Menopause, and offers keto-aligned nutrition plans to online subscribers, and developed the alkaline superfoods drink Mighty Maca Plus. I've tasted it. Mm-hmm. Talk about that too. As well as Jolva Feminine Cream, which I wish I could get here in Canada because I really want that too. Interviewed in HuffPost, InStyle, MindBody Green, and do you still live on St. Simon's Island in Georgia?
I'm actually in Dallas now. We came here because my youngest started doing rodeo barrel racing competitively, and lo and behold, loaded up the truck and moved to Dallas.
The daughters, horse, and dog, and also the author of this book, which is phenomenal, which I'm going to speak about as well, Keto Green 16. And this is fat-burning power of ketogenic eating, 16 days, 16 superfoods, and rapid weight loss and hormone balance. I can speak to that directly as well. And also the originator of a whole bunch of products that go along with supporting that program and leveraging the power of keto, as well as dipping into this more complex topic of keeping alkaline, which I still haven't managed to get very far with. Anyway, so
you're not alone in that, but we'll give you some hacks today to really get you there.
Yeah. Okay. I do these interviews with the perspective of coming through as an interviewer. I've interviewed and hired about 6,000 people in my career, not as a broadcaster, but going through a senior HR role, doing a lot of interactive hiring, and then in the last 10 years working as a executive coach. So now I coach women entrepreneurs who are looking to expand from that solopreneur mindset to CEO and are ready to step away from the business, still have it generate money, hire their team, shift their mindset to really step into their superpower, a potential business owner in the wings, and being sustainable, profitable, joyful, and on purpose. So that's part of the reason for bringing Dr. Anna to the show today. So welcome.
Love it. Love your mission, Yvonne.
How did this book get started? Curious.
Well, it's been part of my journey, honestly, part of my, you know, mess, my story, that my mess became my message, right? Mm-hmm. And so as a result, a little bit of my journey, you know, I went from running a solo medical practice and, you know, having a OBGYN clinic, a med spa, a rural health clinic, and doing all of that while being mom to, you know, four amazing children. And then we had a personal tragedy in our life that just shook our world, that took our knees out from under us, and just, you know, laden with grief and fear and uncertainty. And it took me on a journey around the world. Cause at that point, in addition to all that, you know, my husband and I wanted to try to have another baby, and I was diagnosed at age 39 with early menopause and irreversible infertility. And I'm an OBGYN. When you get a diagnosis or give a diagnosis like that, that's it. Your chances are nil, you know, and especially at 39. And I was told by a dear colleague, a highly respected colleague, that my only chance was egg donation to have another baby. And so my doctor's bag was empty at that time. And so it took me on a journey. Literally, Yvonne, I traveled around the world looking for answers, just looking for, you know, like understanding. And for me, travel's always been a meditation. My mom taught me early that one of your best education is through traveling and meeting other cultures, learning their language, living with them, gaining perspective. And through that journey, honestly, God's hand was in it every step of the way. And I met some of the most amazing indigenous healers, from a Native American shaman to an Andean philosopher to amazing energy kind of conscientiologist, a physician out in Brazil, and an Indonesian medicine man, essentially, and then some of the world's leading scientists all over the world. And it was this journey that, again, took me to my knees in so many ways. But I came back, restored my menstrual cycles, reversed that early menopause, wow, and then became pregnant, delivering a healthy baby girl at age 41. The child I was told I was never going to be able to have. And so that took a new perspective into my medical practice. And I started to integrate more techniques. And then, you know, menopause hit me again at age 48. I was cycling down, and I was experiencing what so many of my patients had come in complaining to me about. They'd say, "Dr. Anna, I'm gaining 5, 10, 20 pounds, and I'm not doing anything different." And of course, I was skeptical hearing that. I'm like, surely you're doing something different. But, you know, God makes me humble. And I tell you, 48 years old, all of a sudden, I gained 20 pounds without doing anything different. Mm-hmm. And so that took me, you know, like, what the heck is going on here? And first of all, I'd been well over 240 pounds at one point of my life. Lost the weight, kept it off, lost 80 pounds, kept it off for nearly a decade. And so this rapid weight gain, again, just like, I didn't know when that was going to stop. Would I be 300 pounds before that stopped? And so I restricted carbohydrates. I went keto, and here I'd used keto in many of my patients that had neurologic disorders. My oldest daughter has a seizure disorder. And so I was very familiar with ketogenic eating and dieting and using carbohydrate restriction in my Candida patients. But I felt like I was hitting a wall, and it's more than like a keto flu. It was like keto crazy. And so I had to understand what was going on in this journey. And so that took me on a whole nother level. Like, okay, tests don't guess. What's happening to your physiology? Why are you feeling this way? Why don't we hear enough about this? And then I also recognized that whenever I put a patient on a carbohydrate restricted diet in the perimenopause, they often would come back and say, "I feel like I'm hitting a wall. I don't like how I feel on this plan." And, you know, we'd supplement up and do other stuff to help them through that. But it was always the perimenopausal patients. And right. So I was right in there with them, and I started checking my urine pH, something I would tell my patients to do when I was detoxing them. Check your urine pH. It is a biomarker. Everyone should be checking it. Get some urine pH, keto pH strips. Check your pH and ketones. test, don't guess. And when I tested, I was as acidic as the pH paper read. And typically your urine pH, a healthy urine pH is at 7, neutral or higher, more alkaline. The higher the number, the more alkaline your urine pH is. The lower the number, the more acidic. The more acidic a urinary pH is associated with inflammation, heart disease, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, inflammation. And so, you know, that was a huge aha moment. So I was like, okay, I'm eating healthy keto. For me, that was healthy keto, bison and meat and, you know, healthy grass-fed beef. And I said, that makes sense. And so I started adding the microgreens, the, you know, broccoli and the cabbage and the everything to help with hormonal detoxification as well. The beet greens, the broccoli sprouts, the, you know, herbs and spices, you know, double and triple my Mighty Maca Plus, really adding in those herbs and antioxidants to help fight inflammation and to support alkalinization in my body. And all of a sudden, I just started feeling so much better. The weight was falling off and I had the clarity that was so critical. The second menopause had given me brain fog, you know, irritability, agitation. I didn't like the woman I was, how I was reacting instead of responding to my girls, especially my teammates. And at that time in my life, I had been spiraling down from PTSD from our earlier trauma. And I didn't understand all the things that were happening. This really, I tell you, this combination of getting into ketosis and getting alkaline at the same time is energized enlightenment. You are clear. You are grounded. You're at home in your body. Your brain is on fire, is sharp. Memory is back. Hormones are balanced. Hot flashes disappeared. And that, for me, that's when I brought this, you know, I brought what I was doing to a small group of my most difficult menopausal patients that were, you know, always, you know, struggling to lose weight or with menopausal symptoms. I'm like, okay, I think I can help you. And seriously, Tuesday nights, we met in my living room like a Bible study. And every Tuesday night, and these 8 women came religiously, and every single one of them had tremendous results. And that's where I took it online and then got the offer from Penguin Random House agent to write the book.
Yeah. Well, it's a really interesting book. I love the fact that it's laid out in technical terms, but easy to understand. I was following along most of it, and I'm certainly not a medical doctor. Also, that there was flexibility. So yes, here's some suggested recipe plans. Here's all the recipes and the food and nice glossy pictures of what it should look like when you're done. and here, you know, for those people who like to be innovative all the time, here's some options on what else you can do. And here's the 16 foods that you need to be including. So today was my very first day when I didn't actually make myself a full lunch, and was, I didn't have leftover things from last night because it's been so yummy. My husband's been saying, can I have the other half of that? So today I had my first shake. So
awesome.
That was pretty yummy and really quick. So now I have one for tomorrow too. So, but it's been really interesting reading. And one of those things that you mentioned about the alkaline levels, I have been tracking it, and I managed to get up as far one day as 8 on my on my ketone scale, and the highest I've managed to get on the alkaline side is 6.5. Now, it could be that I'm diabetic, I'm on diabetic medication. However, I'm getting a new blood test for that because it's probably now that I'm down a total since Christmas time of 25 pounds, 15
wow.
since your program. Woohoo!
Wow, congratulations.
And 25 overall so far. I think I'm probably going to need different levels. My AIC will be different. So not to share too much personal stuff on the hair. However, I think it's relative for women that are looking and saying, you know, what might be impacting my particular circumstances. So I definitely don't feel as many hot flushes. my brain has been pretty clear. I also cut out alcohol at Christmas time too. I've had one glass of wine and that was like, oh no, my body is not wanting this since then. And so I've been clear on that. And I'm finding it really easy to follow. A little bit of adjustment with the fasting piece, but really easy to follow. So thank you for putting that together and helping me with that 15 pounds. And my goal is 80. You mentioned about 80. So my goal overall is to be 80 pounds healthier by the end of this year. And so I'm well on track at 25 right now.
That is awesome. And I love what you're doing as far as watching your hemoglobin A1C. That is a number I think everyone should be following. And we want to get that down below 5.3. So, you know, below 6 is not enough. We want to get that number down below 5.3. And that is a marker of, it's a marker of inflammation. And the higher we're circulating, and you know, we know that we use the hemoglobin A1C to measure average daily glucose load, essentially, on our system. And what I want to ask you, Yvonne, is have you noticed like a clearer mind since you've been doing Keto Green 16, like memory better, sleep better, more energy during the day?
I want to sleep more. So 7 hours isn't cutting it anymore. If I get, you know, 7 3/4 or 8, I feel more energized when I do get up. I think that alcohol was probably a more obvious. I mean, not that I was drinking tons of alcohol, but I would certainly feel it the morning after I had, you know, a glass of wine or two the night before. So I think I'm on the tail end of the menopause, but I was still getting the hot flushes and I've always been easily distracted. I don't think I'm OCD.
ADD.
ADD. However, I'm a nurturing personality and we tend to get swayed easily when different things come up to serve others.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. Yeah.
So for me, the primary thing was the evidence of the weight, and you, and people that know me can probably start to see my cheekbones are really starting to come out now a lot more. And my clothes have got several inches in them, obviously, with that loss so far. So I might have to go shopping again soon. Oh, darn.
I love it. I always call it retail therapy. It's so good for us. One of the ways we can increase oxytocin is having a good time shopping for some fun stuff. So with Keto Green 16, I created this book. My first book was The Hormone Fix and Introducing the Keto Green Way and Keto Green 16, because I wanted to extend intermittent fasting to 16 hours, keeping 16 hours between dinner and breakfast. And the earlier we eat, the better. The older we get, the earlier we eat, the better it is. And I grew up in a culture where we ate dinner. It works. My dad worked two jobs and he would come home at 3:30, go to his next job at 4:30. So we were eating dinner every day by 4 o'clock when we came home from school. And that's just kind of how I grew up. Getting away from that with a busy lifestyle is certainly a way to increase weight gain. Mm-hmm. But 16 hours between dinner and breakfast helps get our blood sugar really nice and low and helps that insulin sensitivity. One of the reasons that many women will experience an unrelenting hot flashes in the perimenopause and menopause or postmenopause is because of insulin resistance. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we all want to, our physicians want to say, okay, just need some more estrogen or, you know, that's the answer. And it's not. It's really becoming more and more insulin sensitive. That's why I call it one of the major hormones that we need to address, you know, throughout our lives, but is definitely a quality of life hormone. And so getting that, becoming insulin sensitive, so 16 hours between dinner and breakfast, and eat earlier in the day as possible, certainly by 7 p.m., and no more snacking. Now, I know that goes against what many people have been told, like, okay, yeah, you know, 3 meals, 3 snacks. That's a sure way to get fat and insulin resistant very quickly. And that does not work. And we are not designed for the us. No, there's not a person on this planet that is designed to thrive long-term that way. So, and in the perimenopause, postmenopause, let me tell you, we are designed to get into ketosis, get keto green. It's not just enough to get into that fat burning mode of using ketones over glucose for fuel, which I always say ketones is to jet fuel what glucose is to gasoline. Mm-hmm. So we want to move into that ketotic state and that alkalinizing factor is so important. It's that grounding factor. It's that being home in our body. It's that low, you know, decreasing or fighting inflammation part of the combination that makes it so powerful. And 16 foods, so in there include fermented foods like sauerkraut or kimchi, because the diversity of the foods we eat is really important for the gut microbiome, which is detoxing our estrogens, for instance, so they can be detoxed in a healthy way or an unhealthy way. And when the incorporation of the combination of foods that I put into Keto Green 16 is to support healthy detoxification, healthy metabolism, and a healthy gut microbiome, as well as hormone balance. So there's like a lot of reasons behind the madness of the 16.
Mm. Well, I've definitely found that I'm eating more onions and garlic than I used to. Raw onions in particular used to give me wicked hiccups. Doesn't seem to be doing it with the combination of other foods that are in these recipes. And certainly there are, you know, they are really tasty. Like, they're tasty recipes. This mm-hmm. is not boring, bland, you know, just a salad. And I'm really enjoying cauliflower rice. I could have that with just about anything.
So, oh, cauliflower mash. Oh, my goodness. Cauliflower leek soup. I'm telling you, I love it. And it's such a power food, powerful superfood.
Yeah. So with the things that you learned, you said that you were able to reverse menopause mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm. Now, was that because you were already on this keto diet, or was there something else that was contributing to that, do you think?
Really believe it was getting insulin sensitive, this keto green, the keto alkaline aspect. So what realizing, because I was testing urine pH and testing ketones and seeing what was keeping me alkaline and in ketosis and what was bumping me out. And one of the things I noticed is I was working really hard to get alkaline. And then at that time, at 48, I was a single mom, been a single mom for years, had burnout from my medical practice, you know, and retired it essentially to take care of my daughters as their sole provider after my ex-husband had a traumatic brain injury. And so it was, a lot on me at that time. And I was with a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. And getting into this state and checking urine pH, what I noticed those mornings that I did my gratitude journaling and my prayer meditation, my devotional, or the mornings I walked on the beach, I was more alkaline all day. Yeah. That was a huge aha moment for me. So I needed to dig in. Why is that happening? And cortisol is the most acidifying hormone in our body. So when we're stressed, we can be eating a purely green, vegan, vegetarian, whatever, you know, amazing diet. But if we're stressed, cortisol increases the hydrogen ion secretion across the renal tubules of the kidney, putting strain on the kidneys, also acidifying the urine. And, you know, we are robbing our micronutrients to balance, you know, to continue to keep our body in homeostasis. And cortisol is the thief that comes to rob and steal from us. And so that realization was a huge aha moment, because the opposite hormone, the opposing hormone, and the absolutely, in my book, number one most important hormone in our body, because it's a hormone of love. It's the hormone that's anti-aging. It's the hormone of youthfulness and just passion. It's the hormone oxytocin. That oxytocin hormone, this hormone of love, connection, bonding that we experience when we climax our orgasm or when we deliver our babies and we get married, that love hormone is the most alkalinizing hormone in our body, and it opposes cortisol. So when oxytocin's up, cortisol's down. When cortisol's up, oxytocin's down. They don't live in the same space. It's like oxytocin, love, cortisol, fear, you know, so we're either moving towards love or moving towards fear. Which way are we going?
Yeah.
And these are the hormones that are so powerful. And I always shake my head at this point when I say this, because man, I spent like 20 years of my life and hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical school and studying and, all the reproductive hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, all this stuff. And it really comes down to oxytocin as the most important hormone to empower in our bodies.
Mm. Well, it's like that collaborative dance of conversation. It's also produced when we co-create. And so coaching is obviously, you know, one of my passions, coaching women in particular, women entrepreneurs, is when we're having that conversation, not to just fix the problem, because a lot of times people say, oh, you're a coach, you fix problems. Well, yeah, sometimes we got to clear the way first, because there's something that is so stressful or right in the front mirror there that the person can't see past. It's really about stepping into what's the possibility and co-creating a better future state. And then what action will you need to step into to get there, to get to that new goal, that new vision, and how are you going to sustain it? So as we co-create, I always come off a coaching call, yes, I'm, you know, my oxytocin is like, woo!
Yes, yes.
Yeah, love it. So obviously there's a lot of different things that have contributed. Is there, in your journey when you were doing your travels and you met so many interesting people, I have no idea what an energy conscientiologist is?
Conscientiologist,
yeah. What's that about? That sounds intriguing.
Dr. Wilhelm Vieira out of Foz do Iguazu, Brazil, a very southern area of Brazil near the Paraguay border. Mm-hmm. And he has written books on this kind of, it's a really quantum physics, but this energy medicine that we are, you know, spirits in a physical body, and the spiritual existence that we, you know, are part of really matters most. And then just that drove home the point for me that our body, I mean, biblically it says our body is the temple, actually the cathedral, if we go back to the real root of the word, a translation of the word, our body is the cathedral of our spirit. And so in order for a spirit to thrive, our body has to be energetically balanced, has to be in tune, has to be alive, has to be optimized, right? And so that was a really powerful discovery. But then to never, and that was part of my journey around the world, to neglect my soul work, my spirit work, that is so much, that was so much a part of me. And let me tell you, at that time in my life, Yvonne, I mean, I had, you know, certainly, I would say run from God. I've dismissed him, because how could such a terrible traumatic accident happen to me, who's done, you know, everything for, you know, my family and my community and my patients and all that stuff. And I learned not to ask that, not never ask why me, you know, why not me, right? Why not me? But that time I really felt like I'd been abandoned from any spiritual kind of existence, because how could that happen?
Yeah.
That part of this journey, just shifting my energy. And when we're on this, when we have experienced trauma, when we've experienced hardship, we know it, we can focus on it, right? And that drains our energy. That creates a negative energy around us. And just like magnetism, we'll draw more negative circumstances, negative events in our lives. You know, and, you know, I went from, you know, having an amazing career to we lost our son in a tragic accident, then, you know, losing my marriage, and then losing one of our buildings collapsed without insurance, like it didn't have collapse insurance. And I went near broke, bankruptcy, burnout of my medical practice, until I realized that what you said at the beginning, pulling up your bootstraps. How do we shift from that negative downward spiral? Remember, a PTSD, shifting from PTSD to post-traumatic growth and post-traumatic resilience. It is this alkalinizing behavior. It is this making oxytocin in, you know, the crown of our existence. So focusing on love, focusing on what is good, what we're grateful for, even if we have to make it up in the moment.
Yeah.
Start focusing on those positive, and that's how you shift your energy out of this downward negative spiral to be up, you know, to focus and to lift us up, where I can say I'm now in the best relationships of my life. My children from Georgia, my oldest followed me, you know, and, you know, it's like, okay, well, all right, I'll make room. But after they, you know, my two older children moved into my 2-bedroom city condo, they're like, we'll find our own place. I'm like, yeah. and so, you know, just that shift to, like, you know, leading a 7-figure business, doing really good service in the world, continuing to write books and podcasts and messages. And I was not able to do this at 48. I was not able to do this at 48. I had a hard time getting my kids fed into school,
right,
and, you know, and making ends meet. So paying the rent, that was not that long ago, to be honest.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, once you've been operating at this level, right, with your four different clinics and practices, you get, you know, it's like a thermostat, right? You get used to being at this level. And then when you take a drop, it's like, it gets cold down here. I've got to get back up there again. So, I mean, there is that natural thermostatic pull. However, sometimes we can't see how the heck are we going to get there? What are the steps? How are we going to get there? So I am interested to learn some of the lessons. Obviously, the piece about your faith, your gratitude, staying positive, oxytocin is a key piece, mm-hmm. as is discovering and putting you know, 3 and 3 together and making 10 with the alkaline diet. What other lessons can you share with the listeners that they might be able to employ without having to be a medical doctor, or, you know, we're all on our own journey, but what are some key things that you could share?
Well, one of the big aha moments for me was this, you know, this shift, like how important getting into ketosis the healthy way, this keto green way is, because, you know, I did it and I thought I was doing it right, but I wasn't. And what women need is very different than what men need. And I always look, you know, and this is one reason why I went into obstetrics and gynecology, because my mom, when she was 52, I was 16, she was undergoing her first cardiovascular surgery. She was a diabetic from her 30s and then getting heart surgery in her early 50s. And I was an early scientist. So I looked at the research. The research they were basing her procedures on and her medicines on were done on men. They weren't done on women. Right. So it was extrapolated to men. And my mom didn't do well. She suffered for the next 15 years, dying too young, too early at 67 years old, never getting to experience a life of her grandchildren, who she'd adore. And, you know, just the play, her playful heart and her heartful of generosity, that she was so much a giver. And so she never got to enjoy that. And so, you know, I looked at these things through these eyes of, okay, women and men are different. I know, like, I need to say that, but I truly need to say that, because the medical community is not listening to those words, right? We're starting to, but hey, let's not experiment on women, because we're not sure those results we know are not going to be as good or whatever. And we're going to have consequences, and we'll have to pull drugs off the market, because there are going to be consequences to the women in the study. Because, you know, I mean, it's just over and over again. I've seen that happen in medicine, and, you know, and it just doesn't work. And so with this, with that whole piece about, keto everywhere, right? Especially men, you know, male advocates in the space about it, or elite, you know, some elite female athletes. Okay, what makes us different in the perimenopause and menopause and postmenopause, right? There were no studies until I started doing this and doing my own studies. But what happens is that the brain, especially when it came to brain fog, because I relied on my, you know, excellent memory for so much. And then to have such brain fog and forgetfulness, you know, patients would come in and say, okay, I guess I'm just getting older. We call that some timers, right? But that's not something we have to live with. This is a consequence of hormones and fuel to the brain, because our brain will use glucose as fuel or ketones as fuel. And the brain's ability to use glucose as fuel is estrogen dependent, hormone dependent. So as our hormones are shifting, then our brain is basically starving for fuel, becomes essentially like resistant to the glucose, unable to use it. And so why doesn't that happen like this to men? Well, men actually have circulating estrogen at higher levels than women, because they're not dependent on their ovaries. You know, they get a little bit from their testes, but their adrenals and testosterone, 10 times as high as women, converts to estrogen. So they have more available, you know, estrogen to use glucose better. So when we switch into ketosis to use fat for fuel in our brain, it's not hormone dependent at all. So it doesn't matter how old we are, we completely bypass the crazy neuroendocrine symptoms during this very hormonally vulnerable time period of our life, 35 to 55, 35 to 60. And we bypass that by, you know, getting into ketosis. So what I want to say to our listeners is that it's not only a good idea to get keto green, but I consider, especially in perimenopause, for the rest of our life, that it is mandatory at least 80% of the time. There's mm-hmm. other time for feasting, but at least 80% of the time getting keto green. And that is makes a huge shift. Women suffer from twice the Alzheimer's as men. And this starvation for fuel essentially is probably a part of the problem. And really looking forward to seeing more research on this.
Mm. Well, I know that my mom in England, you know, she was very slim, very healthy. Well, slim partly because of that. That was her natural physique, but also because, you know, part of my upbringing was my dad coming back from the, you know, World War II with PTSD after seeing, you know, horrors in the war, taking a bullet in Dunkirk, grazing his temple. And he was a, you know, he came back a very mean, angry man and literally drained the dignity right out of her. And so when she was slim, she went ultra skinny because she was nervous all the time. We never had a full set of china in our house because she was constantly dropping things because he would just criticize everybody for any little thing. And she ended up passing away at 82 with Alzheimer's. By this time, I'm already living in Canada. But it's such a bizarre disease when you only see it. You don't see it from the outset gradually getting worse. I would like fly in and I would obviously see a massive difference. And it was amazing the impact that those two things, being treated by someone with PTSD and also having that very, you know, very slim physique, which no doubt impacted her her body and, you know, all kinds of things. But
well, cortisol, right? Cortisol is the key that unlocks the gate to leaky membranes. And in the brain, those show up as plaques, which lead to Alzheimer's. Right. So between that acidifying state of chronic stress, uncertainty, who's coming in the door today, right? Yeah. That is trauma after trauma after trauma. So I talk about everyday chronic stress, you know, is as bad as post-traumatic stress. Right. And checking our urinary, I mean, I'm telling you, checking urine physiology, that is game changing. That's another really big pearl. And the other piece that I'm a big proponent of is progesterone and pregnenolone. For my patients, you know, in perimenopause and beyond for the rest of our lives, because that is a neuroprotective hormone.
Progesterone and what was the other one?
Pregnenolone, bioidentical. It's actually combined them in my balance cream, which is a hormonally balancing cream that I also with progesterone, and I added tripeptide, which is anti-aging, because that's, you know, I love that. If we're going to put cream on our bodies, Yvonne, let's make mm-hmm. it very, very effective, right? Yeah. So get rid of those age spots and wrinkles. So progesterone and pregnenolone are neuroprotective hormones, and we start losing it in our 30s. And when we look at the curve, like, and progesterone is needed to make all the way down estrogen and testosterone. So as we start dipping in progesterone, our other hormones decline, but that rapid dip in progesterone is associated with all those symptoms, the brain fog, the memory loss, the bone loss, the irregular menstrual cycles, need for hysterectomy, the, you know, weight gain, the hair loss, all of those things can be traced to this really rapid decline of progesterone and pregnenolone, because in women, it's predominantly made in our ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that's and something it is so, so important that we use bioidentical progesterone, and I would say almost unanimously.
So that's a cream that enables you to absorb through the skin mm-hmm. those two hormones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look that up. I'll repeat this again at the end. But the best place to go to look for some of these incredible products that you're describing is where?
Oh, my website, dranna.com.
Dranna.com.
Okay. Yeah.
So make sure.
Dranna.com.
Yeah. Make sure you look that up, because there's some really interesting facts and concepts being shared here.
Well, it's because, you know, I didn't have anything to help me. You know, I didn't have anything on my journey when my doctor's bag was empty. I didn't have anything to help me. So that's how I started creating the first product, Mighty Maca Plus, the superfoods to help the adrenals, to help with that stress and the acidity. So creating Mighty Maca Plus was the first thing, like, okay, I want something clean that I can give to my kids in our smoothies or just have them drink that tastes good, that nourishes their body and give to me to help me, that helped me through this, that terrible time period. And then the progesterone and pregnenolone cream. Progesterone wasn't enough for me. I needed pregnenolone too. There's no combination over the counter, let alone in a very clean, you know, paraben-free, environmentally conscientious formula that feels good, smells good. Yeah. And so I created that, my Jolva cream for anti-aging of the vulva, right? To help with our vulvar health, vaginal dryness and incontinence issues. And, you know, that nothing, you know, without a prescriber prescribing this for you, and very few prescribers, very few physicians are comfortable with customizing hormone therapy for women, that I felt very strongly. Number one, I know I can, you know, able to do things that are available over the counter, at least here in the U.S. Canada's a little picky still, that in the U.S. that women can take control of their own health, right? Be the CEO of their bodies. And so that's why I created those things.
And I love what you're saying about, you know, as a woman entrepreneur, I mean, you're in medical practice and yet you're also an entrepreneur, seven-figure business owner too. So with that, you know, it's concept that I couldn't find it. So I said, I'm the one. Thanks, universe. Thanks for adding that one too.
Again,
I'm gonna create it, right? Create it to solve a problem, a real problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that. So this whole concept of appreciation, gratitude, so powerful. I mean, that's the first part of my day, the first, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, depending if I include yoga as well. And I have to say my yoga this morning was so much easier because I can actually do a whole bunch of different moves now, 25 pounds lighter, right?
Awesome.
But the, you know,
and less inflamed.
Well, I'm not sure. How would I tell in my body if I am feeling less inflamed?
That's a great question. So, looser, like loosey goosey, more flexible when you get like the, you know, less pain in your joints and your like feet walking around, quicker recovery after exercise.
Okay.
Those are ways that I can always tell if I've had something, like, for example, dairy is one of the things that creates instant inflammation in my body. I'm very dairy sensitive, but my joints are going to be, you know, my hands will be swollen, joints will be tougher. I won't feel like working out. That's a sign of inflammation.
Good to know. So I start the day with, you know, my meditation, some holosync music, some mantras, gratitude journal, or no, a lot of those same appreciation elements. And it does settle me for the day. And if I, for whatever reason, if the house seems like it wakes up before I do, which is pretty rare, and I'm not the first one up and out, you know, doing my thing in my meditation room, then I feel it. I feel it later on. I get cranky and I get stressed. So I also did some research when I was putting my book together, and that was the piece that came forward with oxytocin and realizing, that's why I feel so good, other than helping people when I'm coaching, but also incorporating a concept called appreciative inquiry. So a lot of times I'm working with women entrepreneurs, particularly right now during COVID, so many business owners have had to pivot and they want tools and techniques. So they want to have more more thorough sales conversations, and they go at it like a bull in a china shop. You know, tell me about your greatest challenge, because they're so desperate for a sale, which all that does is it drains the, you know, the energy out of the person. You can literally see the shoulders drop and their voice drops because they don't want to talk about that big problem that they have in their business. So instead, on that same positive energetic scale, what I teach them to do is to ask, you know, using David Cooper Writer's 2 out of his 4 questions, you know, what's working really well, and then how could it be even better? And then I talk about, you know, can I share a little bit about what I do? Because I think I can probably help you get there faster and we can co-create a solution that's better. And I don't get objections. There's nothing to object to because we're co-creating a future state. It's such a whole different energetic way, I think, that women particularly can bring in the wisdom of positive energy, the natural ability that we have to collaborate and to look at the bigger picture, the, you know, the long game, not just the, you know, short-term stock market that men very often look at the short-term quarterly window and that's it. So I love some of the things that you've brought forward today, and I thank you for sharing that. And particularly, let's say my, you know, this has been my focus. My keto green has been my focus for the past 16 days.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear it. You know, I love what you said about what's working well. You know, what's working well? What do you enjoy in your business? Focus on the positive. Like, and yep. What we focus on expands. And that's like usually what we're more passionate about. And often we look at, I know for myself, especially in that downward spiral, it's like problem after problem after problem. And so I had to start looking. And that's how I start my day too, Yvonne. I focus on where did I see love yesterday? Where was I loving? And what am I grateful for? Yeah. So that's the feelings I want to start my day with, because it does. It totally grounds me for a better day.
Yeah. There was actually on the weekend, there was a little sliver of light that was coming through the top of, there was a crack in the top of our curtains in our bedroom. And then the blinds had the cord where the cord runs through. There was a little gap. And there was this like a moon-shaped light spot on the wall. And it was like, I saw that and it's like, focus. I have something to do today. I got to record the next chapter of my book, on audio book. Focus. Time to get up.
Love it.
And it was, you know, one tiny little bright spot in a dark room. And that's all we need. Very often, right?
That's a great example.
So there's been some really interesting things happen in your life. Obviously, you know, you're a really great example of taking tragedy, rising through that back up into triumph. Tell me a little bit about also how you're contributing to other mission-inspired elements in your business, not-for-profit. You know, what are some of the other things that you do? I know that I saw on one of your pieces of literature in the pack that I received that you're either donating to women's health or what's that piece?
Yes. So regular tithing, but to primarily the Gary P. Bivens Foundation, in honor of my son that passed away. I'm a board executive on a board of a place called the House of Hope, a home for girls who have been trafficked, and another place for homeless women, House of Dawn, on that board as well, and helping actively fund and support them. And in my mission-driven business, as a single mom, that, you know, the hardest job I've ever had, honestly, has been being a single mom. And so I hire other single moms in my business as much as possible in my warehouse and distribution center in Georgia. And we also, those mamas there, take in and train some of these girls that have been trafficked and help them learn job skills. And so it's a very tangible mission, and I see the results. And in fact, I got a text a couple days ago from one of the girls, Alana, who graduated from the program. She's now in Houston, and she's just checking in with me and asking questions. And she's like, can I do keto green too? And, you know, and just like, it's just like, I love it. And these girls, I mean, these girls, I mean, were part of when I was in Georgia, just really part so much integrated into part of my world, my community, to let them know I stood for two of them at their baptisms. I mean, you know, it was just really a very powerful, powerful experience to see change. Often we donate and we don't see where that donation is going to. And I feel very hands-on and active about it. And now here in Texas, really working on the foundation, building some more of the equine therapy, the equine rehab, because for me and my daughters, that has changed their lives. And so working to grow a a center here that is using more equine therapy. So just really getting that off the ground now, and especially for homeless, for trafficked, for single moms with kids. I had a group out just a couple weeks ago, and the single mom's like, you know, she's a lovely woman and she works so hard. And she goes, you know, I used to ride as a young girl. I mean, it saved my life. And this is, you know, I haven't been able to bring my daughter out to do this. So thank you for this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's a win-win, right? Things like that are definitely a win-win, and there's so much more to be done, Yvonne. So
I love that story. As I was growing up, you know, with my PTSD dad, he worked for this Green Shield. Anyway, they had a country club. And so we, as the kids, got to go to the country club. And down the road from the country club was the stables. And I remember standing, you know, we were not rich by any, you know, we were like lower middle class in England. That, you know, there's poor middle class and then upper class, and then there's, you know, society and titled, you know, knights and dames, etc. So I remember standing looking over the fence, longing to take horse riding lessons, and knowing that my parents could absolutely not afford to do that. So when I was 30, when I turned 30, I decided I was just going to go do it. And it was shortly after that I got pregnant. It took me 2 years to get pregnant. And so I was like, okay, game over. I'm not bouncing up and down and taking a chance with, you know, delivering this baby early. So it's something that.
Oh, absolutely. But how the interaction with the horses maybe helped with that conception.
Yeah, maybe. So a really interesting conversation today, Dr. Anna. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with me. Your book and both of your books, obviously available through your website. And
we'll make sure that we get books are sold.
Yeah, we'll make sure that we get that in the show notes as well. If people wanted to reach out or keep in touch, where's the best place to do that?
Definitely through my website at dranna.com. I always have a place you can ask or tell me anything. No such thing as TMI. Right. So definitely connect with me there. Get on my email list, because that's where we communicate on a weekly basis. And of course, our Keto Green community on social and in Facebook, and at the Girlfriend Doctor on Instagram. So,
yeah. And love to hear those stories of success. When you were talking there about your lady asking about keto and the work that you do and bringing in, you know, single mothers and those who've been in traffic situations, it just warmed my heart. And I know from, you know, working with my book for the last little while, I, for every copy that's purchased, I donate one to a women's shelter foundation or not for profit. And I had someone pop up on Facebook the other day and said, "Oh, you're Yvonne Silver. You're the author of Words, Women and Wisdom." I'm like, "Yeah. Oh, I had that book on my nightstand when I was in the shelter. And now I'm just about to launch my e-course and I have my book coming out." And I'm thinking, oh, wow. I don't know how much of a contribution my book made to her, but clearly she felt called to mention it. So you just never know. You know, you make one little ripple and
exactly. Exactly. So those ripples matter.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining me today. For anyone listening, just know that this book is now coming out on audio, Words, Women and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. Chapter 6 is already out on Awesound. And by the time this show airs, we may also have the full version out. So if you're a busy mom on the go, loves to listen to audiobooks while you're exercising or walking your dog or having quiet time, just know that that is another option for you, as well as the soft copy and the ebook. So thank you for joining me today, Dr. Anna. I look forward to doing another burst of 16 days and seeing what tremendous results come out of that. Thank you for putting that program together, because it's making a massive difference, not just for me, but for others globally, I'm sure, as well. So appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a beautiful afternoon.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye for now.
Wonderful to be here.